The meeting will be held on May 9th, Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Senior Citizen Center in Heber. That's at 465 East, 12th South. The PIO for the Wasatch Fire District, Janet Carson, said the wet winter could result in a more dangerous summer than normal when the lush vegetation left by the snowfall starts to dry out in a couple of months. She said they hope for a good turnout at the forum.
More than anything, we're really encouraging those that live in the urban interface area, which is off the valley floor, where wildfire is a little more critical.
The meeting will feature several presentations from state and local fire officials.
Yes, we're going to have the chief there, who's going to give a short presentation. The wildland fire warden is going to give a presentation. We have an expert from the state who actually has a map that he's going to put up on the screen and show a potential area for a wildland fire, and he can actually create a fire on the screen to show with this system where the fire is going to move, how winds are going to affect it, different things like that, and the potential for the damage that could be done. And he's going to pick two areas in Wasatch County to do this simulation. It's really amazing to see this and to see how a fire can grow and the type of fuels that it takes to make it grow faster. And
they will also look at a fuel safety issue that was sparked by the recent explosions of two homes near Heber.
I know everyone's aware of the cabin explosions that we have had in the Timber Lakes area recently. We're going to have propane experts there. We're going to talk about those explosions, what could have happened, how to prevent that from happening, propane safety, all those types of things that's kind of top in people's mind right now.
Yeah, so do we know what happened to those two homes?
We do know that it was because of something happened with the propane. The state experts that were here on the investigation are going to be at that meeting and going to talk about it Thursday night. So we're hoping we can get some information on what to do to prevent it or what could have happened that caused these explosions.
Janet Carson from the Wasatch County Fire District, who added citizens are also invited to respond to a two-question survey asking about what topics to discuss on Thursday. The survey can be found on the district's Facebook page. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.